Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for listening to WAMS on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm Burke Allen, and joining us on this Friday afternoon from the nation's capital, author Jean Bergdorf. Her new book is It's Not the Money, How I Built a $2 billion, that's billion with a B, billion-dollar real estate business based on the golden rule. And Jean, welcome to WAMS.
Thank you so much, Burke.
Now, you came to real estate in an interesting way, by way of music, so to speak. You had no intention as a young person of getting involved in this, but musically, you had quite a run of success there, including Juilliard.
Well, I studied at Columbia, and they let us have Juilliard teachers for our main interests, and my Juilliard teacher sent me off to apply for a job, and said you'll never get it because you're too young and you have no experience. But I did get the job and loved it and thought I'd do that the rest of my life.
You know, the thing that struck me about your book, and by the way, the book is available online, and we'll give you the website address in just a couple of moments for Jean Bergdorf's It's Not the Money. The thing that struck me so much, Jean, was your educational background and the fact that your parents took the time to see to it that you got a quality education at a time when many young women, were not encouraged to get an education. And that really seems to be a bedrock and a foundation of what made you successful in real estate and life. Would you agree?
Well, thank you, Burke. Nobody's ever said that before. And I appreciate that because that'll give me something else to be grateful for. But go ahead.
No, I say a big part of the success that you've had has led to, and you said being grateful, this concept of the golden rule, which you've taken throughout your career. And lots of folks who are pretty big heavy hitters have said great things about you, including, the former governor of Pennsylvania, Bill Scranton, Christine Todd Whitman, former governor of New Jersey, who said, in a world where we're constantly being reminded of the obstacles and challenges that face us, Jean Bergdorf has written a book to remind us of what hard work and a positive outlook can accomplish. Now, when you hear someone like the former governor of New Jersey say that about you, you must be very proud.
You know, one day I was standing up in front of our company at a meeting, and we had grown to several hundred people, and my sales director whispered to me, and she said, "Oh, Jean, you must be so proud." And you know, that was not the word that I would have used. And I said to her, no, I'm grateful. So, you can't take personal credit for all those things, but you can be grateful for them. And I found in the company that if one person stood for high ideals, it attracted others who thought similarly. So you can't be proud about that, but you can certainly be grateful.
Our guest is author Jean Bergdorf. The book is It's Not the Money, and if you'd like to be a part of the program, call us. It's toll-free in the New York City metropolitan area at 1-718-506-1944. That's 718-506-1944, and when the automated attendant answers, you just press to signify you'd like to be a part of the program. And we've got a caller on the line now from suburban Boston that we'll get to in just a moment. But first, Jean, you mentioned throughout the book this concept of expressing appreciation, and you just touched on it about being grateful. How important is it to express appreciation to not only the folks that work for you, but your family and your friends around you?
You can't do enough, Burke. You just cannot. Ask some people sometime, just randomly, do you feel too appreciated? Nobody ever feels that way. I've never had anybody answer, yes, I feel too appreciated. And as you probably know, since you read the book, what brought that into focus for me was one of our secretaries who was walking down the hall. I was walking and approached her. And as I looked at her, I thought, she is so good. I mean, she handled people so beautifully on the phone. So when I got up to her, I said, have I told you recently how much I appreciate you? And she looked me right in the eye, Burke, and she said, not only have you not told me recently, you never told me. So that really hit me, because I think lots of times we think it, but we don't express it.
It's a great lesson, and you never know where those lessons are going to come from. Gene Bergdorf is the author of It's Not the Money, and is the brain trust behind Bergdorf Realtors, who has built this $2 billion real estate business, she says, based on the golden rule. Let's see if we can get that caller from Boston on the line with us. Hi, Boston. You're on the air with author Gene Bergdorf. Oh, our Boston caller can't get through. Gene, the concept that you touched on in the book of big rocks, explain that to our listeners who haven't had a chance to read the book yet. What do you mean when you say big rocks?
Oh, that's an interesting experiment that a professor tried one time. He took a big jar and he put big rocks in it right up to the top. And then he said, is the jar full? And the class said, yes, yes. And he said, no, it isn't. And then he poured gravel in. And the gravel, of course, went amongst all the crevices, and a whole huge amount of gravel could go in. Then he said, is it full? And they began to catch on. Maybe it wasn't. Then he poured sand in, and the last thing he poured in was water. But his message was that the big rocks in our lives, which could be family, could be church, could be appreciation of others, the things that are really important to us, we have to be sure and make time for those in our lives, and then put in all the other stuff. And there's always room for the little things, the sand, the gravel, and the water. But if you put all those in and then try to put in the big rocks, there's no room. It was an interesting psychological lesson.
It's a great analogy. Gene Bergdorf's book, It's Not the Money, talks about how she built a real estate business based on the golden rule. And let's talk real estate for a minute. You've mentioned before we went on the air, Gene, how passionate you are about it. Still, after doing it for many, many years, what is it you think about the real estate business that really got your juices flowing?
Well, there's a number of different things. One thing is, it is a field where women have no glass ceiling. And that's always been something that's been very close to my heart, because when I started life in real estate in 1958, women were not as recognized as they have come to be in later years, particularly in the business and corporate world. But real estate has always been a place where a woman could succeed, and there's no limit to what they can accomplish. Nobody says, you know, thus far and no farther. There's always opportunities to do more. So that was one of the things that appealed to me. Of course, another thing, Burke, is the fact that all great fortunes, I've heard, have been built in real estate, and usually it is a family's single most valuable asset. So the owning of real estate can give a good, sound financial base to families, and single people are to a large extent buying real estate these days too.
You had a great story in the book about a young couple who just grabbed you on both sides and said, oh, you know, Gene, how did you ever find this house for us? They were so happy, and you write about how the highs were just so high when you did it. It was an exciting, thrilling, satisfying career. So Would you say that it's fair to assume that for someone to do what you do, you might do it whether there was no money involved at all. You do it because you love doing it, and then the money comes.
I've always felt, and right from the beginning, when my husband and I opened our first office, we said, we're going to look at people and ask ourselves, what can we do for them? Not how much money do they have, but what can we do for them? And you know, Burke, the amazing thing is the golden rule is in the preamble to the Realtor's Code of Ethics. Every single realtor signs the Code of Ethics and agrees to abide by it. And right in there, it says there is nothing as fundamental as the golden rule. So it's acknowledged and should be lived. I wish it were, you know, always true, but it should be. And I've never been able to understand why people don't live that way, because if you don't believe in it ethically or morally or spiritually or whatever, it works. The response of people, if you really put their needs and interests first, their response is just terrific. And I think I told the story in the book, too, about the man who came to our office and wanted a low-priced rental. And he'd been to a number of real estate offices, and some of them said, well, here's a list, go look, you know. And I took him out like I would any person coming from another area and showed him the schools and the shopping and everything that would be of interest to him. And it turned out, Burke, he didn't tell me this up front, but it turned out that he owned a company. And he was bringing his whole company from the Midwest to Murray Hill, New Jersey, which is where we were at the time. And he said he wanted to test, because he cared about his employees, and he knew that he and the top people in the company would get wonderful treatment, naturally. But he said, I wanted to see how my lower paid employees, who maybe could only afford a modest rental, how they would be treated. Well, Burke, we got the whole company and all the people in it, but I didn't do it thinking maybe something wonderful will happen. You know, you do it because of the golden rule. That's the way you would want to be treated.
And now you continue to do real estate and to be involved in real estate. And of course, in the last couple of years, the market has certainly taken a tumble. Did you see any of this coming, having been in the business for as long as you have, Jean?
I would love to say that I did. I would love to say that I was the only one that saw it coming. But no, I didn't. We've been in, I bought our Florida company 10 years ago. And so we saw, you know, tremendous increases in prices. We did not foresee what's happened. But I have to tell you that a realtor is more valuable today than ever, because there are so many programs and so many ways to help people save their houses and not have them go to foreclosure. And really, a realtor's advice is so much needed now that the market is, shall we say, challenging.
G. Bergdorf is our guest, and we've got time for a quick call from the Denver, Colorado area. Hi, you're on the air with Jean.
Great. Hi, Jean. It's Elizabeth with the NLC program, which Jean knows about. I just, first of all, you completely stole my thunder. I was going to say, please tell the story about the man who came and said he wanted to rent and then brought his whole company.
So I guess you read the book.
I did. I'm sitting on the line thinking, okay, now what else am I going to say? But I would love for you to share maybe more, if I missed in the beginning what you did share, about what you've done for your employees. I mean, I was so impressed with the training program that you put in place and the trips that you took with your employees. And I think that, obviously you're your sharing that golden rule with not just your clients, but your employees in such a beautiful way. So I think it'd be great for everyone to hear more about that.
Oh, great question.
You.
All right, Jean, well, let's talk about that and how it is that you treat your employees that has impressed people from all over the country, clearly, including the young lady you just called from Denver.
Well, when we first started taking company trips, other brokers, I was a member of Masterminds, which was a major group of, at the time I joined, all men, with big companies, and they used to look at me in amazement and say, how can you spend all this money on taking your employees on trips? And I wish that I could tell them all of the wonderful things that happened as a result, but when we reach out to others, so many good things happen. I mean, on these trips, people would bond with each other. They would exchange ideas with each other. From a financial standpoint, it paid, although you might not think that it would.
Fantastic. We're almost out of time. Jean, the website where folks can find your book, where's the best place to send them?
Well, actually, probably just going to jeanbergdorf.com is the simplest way to get it. And Bergdorf is spelled B-U-R-G and has two F's at the end. But just punch that in and it'll come up how to get it.
You know, I love the message of the book. I love the fact that you can be a very successful business person and, despite what you might think otherwise, treat people well. So I appreciate you sharing your story with us today.
Thank you for having me.
The author is Jean Bergdorf. The book is It's Not the Money, How I Built a $2 Billion Real Estate Business Based on the Golden Rule. Pick it up at jeanbergdorf.com. That's Jean with a J and B-U-R-G-D-O-R-F-F, jeanbergdorf.com. I'm Burke Allen. Thanks for listening. Thank you.